Well, welcome, Morningstar travelers. I have a lot to catch you up on. So welcome to 2023. I've had a lot of prophetic words that are on the website, a lot of messages I sent out that you'll have to go online and review them for yourself, because I'm just going to give you a brief introduction to some of the words the Lord has been giving me. But the main word that the Lord gave me for what he's going to be talking about is the scripture is Revelation 14:6. And I saw another angel flying through the mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel for preaching to those who live on the earth and every nation, tribe, and tongue. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God, give glory to him, because the hour of judgment has come." Mainly what the Lord was showing me, well, I didn't read the end. It says that the earth is going to hear the gospel preached in all languages from mid-heaven. So this angel is announcing that the gospel is about to be preached in multiple languages. But really what the Lord showed me in the dream, I had a dream, and in the dream what is going on is that same thing that happened over Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Right before everyone came out of the upper room, baptized in the Holy Spirit, there was a loud noise over Jerusalem. A shockwave from outside of time came into time and collapsed the language barrier. So the language barrier was collapsed so that when Peter came out and started preaching, everybody heard him in their language. That's why so many got saved at one time, because they heard him in their own language. So this is about what's going to happen. The Holy Spirit is going to collapse the language barrier. And the gospel is going to be preached so that everyone on the planet, no matter what language they hear, is going to hear the gospel. On top of that, the people that are going to be heard are going to be selected by the Lord, because only those preaching the good news of glad tidings of great joy are going to be heard. Not the frequencies for people preaching some unholy, ungodly Jesus, some Ananias and Sapphira gospel, whatever unknown bad news gospel people are preaching isn't going to be heard. God's going to shut down their frequencies. He's going to literally block them from being heard. So prepare yourself to catch up on what is glad tidings of great joy, because that's the only thing anybody's going to be hearing. And if you're not preaching that, and if you're downgrading and perverting Jesus' holiness, God's going to shut you down. So read the message on that and read my dream and ponder. So we're getting ready for a new discovery of sound waves. Those links are on my message of this dream of sounds from heaven. The shock waves, there's new shocks of technology. Technology coming that is going to alter the way we communicate overnight. You know, like going from the telegraph to having a cell phone overnight type of technology. Sound waves are being discovered from the fourth dimension that people don't even know how to articulate how we might use them. So there are a lot of shocking things that are going to shock people. Technology coming that's going to alter the course of communication overnight. So on top of that, the last message I had was on the fantasy fairy tale that you need to read, because I'm not going to read all the scriptures about it, on what a fantasy fairy tale the concept of the rapture is and what a rapture really is, what it really means. So you can study those scriptures because it is a fantasy and all of it contradicts what Jesus said, who said, friend, you're going to endure till the end. So if you're not looking to overcome the world and endure till the end, then you're not going to be found sitting with Jesus in his throne, because only overcomers are sitting there. Only those who endure till the end. So you better read up on what that means. So meanwhile, be getting ready to preach the glad tidings of great joy so that you can be found being heard, because that's where God is leading his elect, to be heard, to preach the gospel like you were all told. All right, dear ones, if you need prayer, call the prayer line. And remember, Jesus is the never-ending, everlasting, eternal future. He's the only future there is. And out of your pursuit of Jesus, your future, your destiny will just unfold. God bless.